Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Today, Metaverse, try Meta Yawn. Consumers seem uninterested, but will streaming platforms' losses be your media buying gains? Also, we settle once and for all whether outbound links really do anything for SEO anymore. TikTok shares new data on the value of influencer marketing campaigns. Will the new video tweet reply feature boost your brand's Twitter engagement? And on the Premium Podcast, with more stories, no ads, and expert deep dive episodes, marketing agency owners beware, your safest accounts may be considering leaving you. It's Monday, January 10th, 2022. Happy Plow Monday, United Kingdom. I'm Todd Maffin from EngageQ Digital, and here's what you missed today in Digital Marketing, episode 536. Do you remember when cable packages were all bundled, and we all thought, why can't I just pick and choose the channel I want? Like, if I only want CBS, can't I just buy that? Well, now we have that, in the form of streaming platforms, and now each channel costs $5.99. Yay. We checkmated ourselves. But now the overall market seems to also be feeling the same nickel and diming pain, and those streaming platform losses may be your marketing gains. New research from Group M has found that 73% of consumers polled said they would watch more commercials if it would lower their monthly streaming service bills. And while that sounds like good news for we marketers and media buyers, that number is actually down 3 points from those who said the same last year. Quoting the report, this highlights the challenges that marketers will face in using TV for reach and frequency-based goals in the future. It will be increasingly important for marketers to either more directly manage TV budgets alongside their spending on user-generated content-based platforms such as YouTube, or to look at the use of TV differently, managing budgets for related campaigns more directly alongside those intended for sports, culture, music, or other event sponsorships, unquote. So where does the digital marketer turn? Not, apparently, to the metaverse. Only 32% own an augmented or virtual reality device, and 51% of respondents said their household needed the newest digital bells and whistles. That's down from 54% in 2020. If a site links to you, we know it'll help your search rankings. But what happens when your site links to another site? Are outbound links a ranking factor? Search Engine Journal has been slowly releasing chunks of its big study on all things SEO the last few months, and today's release examines the evidence of whether or not adding more outbound links to your content helps you rank higher in Google's algorithm. The short answer? Probably, but it's a little complicated. First, the evidence that outbound links do influence rankings. According to Google search advocate John Mueller, quote, linking to other websites is a great way to provide value to your users, unquote. Now, he didn't specifically say ranking there, but we know that user experience and value provided to site visitors is Google's top priority. Mueller also pointed out that the reason behind the link matters. Your outbound links should indicate that you think the page you're linking to is a good match for users. Then again, here's the evidence that outbound links don't have any impact on rankings. That same John Mueller was asked on Twitter a while back whether sites linking to authoritative content may count more than those that do not. Mueller replied, No. Additionally, in an office hours hangout from 2016, he was asked if, quote, external links from your pages to other sites, is that a ranking factor? What if there are no follow, unquote? And he responded, quote, from our point of view, external links to other sites, so links from your site to other people's sites, is not specifically a ranking factor. But it can bring value to your content and, in turn, can be relevant for us in search. Whether or not they're nofollow doesn't really matter to us, unquote. Now, 2016 was many core updates ago, and we do know that Google isn't always forthcoming exactly with what goes into the search algorithm. They can't be, because we filthy digital marketers would exploit it. And that's where Search Engine Journal came in and tested it for themselves. I'll point you to the full piece on their site if you care deeply about this, because they go into all the nitty-gritty. But overall, they believe, regardless of what Google may be signaling, outbound links do matter. According to the article, the most effective strategy is to use outbound links the way Google intended, quote, to cite sources, improve user experience, and as endorsements for high-quality content. Some new numbers from TikTok may help you understand more about the potential there in the influencer space. The company today releasing the results of two studies, actually. First, on the value of collaborating with influencers, which they call creators, here's what their report found. Ads created for TikTok in partnership with creators saw a 27% higher recall and longer view rates. TikTok-specific branded content is watched 13% longer than non-specific content, and repurposed content that was not created for TikTok specifically performed the worst. Again, these are studies from TikTok itself, so, you know, grain of salt, yada yada. The analysis shows that creating TikTok-specific ads or partnering with creators may not be enough to guarantee lift in all metrics. In addition to brand awareness and click-through rate, there are other factors that influence their performance, of course, like calls to action and messaging. The second study looked at how TikTok drives offline sales for advertisers. The report found that TikTok ads drive ROI for consumer packaged goods brands, as well as better sales efficiency. That's how long it takes to see an in-store return from your campaigns. Quoting the company, the US, for example, saw a 14% higher paid media ROAS versus all digital media measured in the models, and two times the offline sales efficiency, while the numbers for Europe and Southeast Asia were even higher, unquote. The report also found that in-feed video, of course, was the most efficient ad type for driving audience response. And finally, TikTok commissioned NC Solutions to conduct a series of sales lift studies to find out what the numbers could look like for real in-market campaign sales lift. 14 of the 16 commissioned studies resulted in sales increases. TikTok called them significant increases, by the way. Based on these studies, the ROAS average was 2 times the NCS median campaign performance benchmark. Now, aside from the TikTok studies, which, let's face it, are done to generate PR, the anecdotal evidence that I see among DTC media buyers out there is that TikTok is not performing as well as it used to in terms of the pricing metrics primarily. In other words, the cheap ride is probably over, but it's still generating pretty solid results. Between juggling client meetings and keeping up with what's changed in the marketing world, who has time to stress about website security? But security is important. What with bots pummeling your brand site by the hundreds every hour looking for a way in. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress sites, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and human-only customer support. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers so you won't experience any downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit KINSTA.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits apply over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
It is going to be a busy week at Twitter with the company testing four new features. Features include new ways to react to tweets and compose tweets. So first, something they call tweet reaction videos. These are referred to as tweet takes and can be used as an alternative to quote tweeting. Feature is basically the same as TikTok's video replies. Second, the new tweet composer bar will make it easier to tweet, they say. It will appear directly above the bottom navigation menu and replaces the big blue button with the plus sign. Three, a new topics tag bar that will allow users to jump directly into the topics that interest them. And four, users will be able to navigate to the community page and tap share. That's if you are running a community page, which itself is still in testing. It'll be able to be shared with a wider audience, or individuals can be invited directly. You may or may not be seeing this in your app, of course. First of all, it's iOS only, and second, it is a small group that is getting the test. However, it should be rolling out to everyone fairly soon. And finally, today, Google has released a really nice tool for Google Ads that can flag and delete your policy-violating ads. However, there's a catch. You will need your Office nerd or an outsourced developer to take advantage of it. That's because it's a back-end tool that uses Python, the BigQuery API, the Google Ads API, and OAuth 2.0. So what does it do? It will let advertisers review at scale all disapproved ads across their Google accounts. This will let you proactively audit your accounts, analyze the ad disapprovals holistically, and hopefully reduce how many potentially policy-violating ads you're submitting. You can grab the code on GitHub. Google says it should take about 2 hours to drop into your own systems. This past weekend, we pushed out a deep dive episode all about what 2022 has in store for Facebook ads. Veteran advertiser Andrew Foxwell joined me for that. You can find that on our premium feed, which you can subscribe to right now at todayindigital.com/premium feed. You get more stories in each episode, no ads, it comes out earlier than the free feed, and a couple of times a month, exclusive access to deep dive episodes with industry experts. Later this month, we'll be doing one such episode all about local SEO. The link again, todayindigital.com/premium feed, or tap the link in the show notes. Well, I'm ready for the snow to go away. It has been record snowfall here. I know I'm in Canada. We don't actually get that much snow where I live, but we got a ton. And now it looks like temperatures are going to be above freezing, 7-8 degrees even Celsius, which means more flooding on the way. Hooray. I'm ready for this to all be over. Talk to you tomorrow. Tell me that it's over, sober, no regrets. Tell me you don't want me, that you take it back. Tell you that I'm fed up, stalking you online. Why won't you tell me that it's over? For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.